It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. With us today, we have Gabe Wingo, who in January will be the new Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools. He won the election against the incumbent Zach Abernathy this past June. Wingo is also the superintendent of the Twain Hart School District, so there will be a transition taking place there as well. Superintendent Wingo, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, BJ.
Yeah, well, and first off, congratulations on your new position you'll be stepping into.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm grateful for the trust that Tuolumne County voters have placed in me to take on this new role, and looking forward to working with the educators in our county to help our students be more successful.
Yeah. This is the first time we've had you on Motherlode Views. So for anybody who's not familiar with your background, tell us about yourself, how you got into education and ended up here at this position.
Yeah, I grew up here, attended Twain Hart School as a student, and then Somerville High School after that, Columbia College. And then went to school and, I kind of fell into education because my father's an educator at Somerville High, longtime teacher, football coach, girls basketball coach. And so, fell into education and really got into it wanting to be a coach, wanting to coach basketball. I played basketball in college, and that was kind of my passion. And then, I taught for a couple of years down in the Salinas Valley, and then eventually moved up here, taught at Soulsbyville, and moved into administration, and was fortunate enough to go back to the school I attended as a child and be the administrator there for the last 9 years.
So you were one of the people who grew up in the area, moved away, and then was drawn back to the region?
I did, yeah. I got my bachelor's degree in Indiana, actually, at a small private school in Indiana. Went out there and then came back. And, yeah, moved back up here and live in Twain Hart and in my grandparents' old house. So I love it up here, yeah.
So looking back at your time at Twain Hart, as you're still the superintendent, correct there?
Yeah, superintendent and principal. I serve in a dual role, yeah.
Yeah, so what would you say are some of the highlights of your time at Twain Hart?
You know, being there for 9 years, I think I came in when I first got hired as a principal there. I was an assistant principal for 1 year at Soulsbyville prior to that. And I was able to work with a superintendent who was very, I was very fortunate to work with the superintendent who was able to coach me and develop me and develop my leadership skills and eventually to take over as the superintendent. So, and also building a culture of support there at the staff, with the staff at the school site. And, so I'm very blessed to have those supportive administrators in my educational career as I came up in the ranks.
So you're going to step into your new role, as we mentioned, in January. What's kind of the plan for the Twain Hart School District?
Yeah, so we've had a couple board meetings and where it's been discussed and will be continued to be discussed over the coming months. But right now, like I said, I serve as a superintendent and principal in a dual role, and the board will be looking to split that role into a full-time principal and a half-time superintendent. And so that process will begin very soon to start, looking at how we're going to fill those roles. We do have some qualified staff members currently that work at Twain Hart that potentially are interested in that. And I think that's something that the board's going to make some decisions on as we move forward. But the plan would be to have everything in place, obviously, in that November, December range to make sure there's a fairly seamless transition when I do assume my new role in January.
So having a part-time superintendent, does that open the door for like a sharing role potentially?
Yeah, potentially. That's kind of what the board is looking at discussing and seeing if there's other districts in our county that would be interested in that arrangement. And so, again, that's kind of something that will start. And I've been very upfront with the board. It's their decision to make on the future forward, and I'm as involved as they want me to be. And so they have asked for me to assist in some fashion to help that transition. So, we have a great board committed to Twain Hart School. A couple of them are graduates of Twain Hart School, much like myself. And so I'm very fortunate to work with a good group of people that are committed to helping Duane Hart School grow and maintaining that culture we have there.
And I imagine as we're recording this here, it's a busy time right now at the school getting ready for the new school year.
Yeah, this is an exciting time of year. Everyone, the school staff, the teachers, they're re-energized with a summer. The students are getting excited to get back to school and obviously see their friends and their teachers. Parents are excited that school's getting ready to start up too. So, very exciting times and very busy, especially kind of behind the scenes as we start, looking at enrollment numbers and staffing and classroom placements and those kind of things. So, it's busy, but, this is kind of the build up and looking forward to school starting next week. We start Wednesday at Duane Hart. I think most schools do start Wednesday. There might be a couple that start Tuesday, but, we're looking forward to getting out there and getting the ball rolling.
What have you noticed like enrollment trends at Duane Hart? I know historically they had a school that closed years ago. Was enrollment been kind of steady, up or down? What have you noticed?
Yeah, so when I was there at Duane Hart School in the late 80s and early 90s, there was 800 to 900 kids there. And for people that have been in the county for a while, there were portable buildings scattered throughout the campus. We now pretty much hover at around 250. So that's a pretty significant loss over the last, 35, 40 years. I don't know what to attribute that to necessarily, but I think there's definitely some job loss up here and opportunities for families up here. So it's definitely changed. And yeah, like you mentioned, there was a second campus. Actually, the Duane Hart School District had three campuses at one time. They had Pinecrest School as well.
That's right.
And then they had the Black Oak campus and then the main Duane Hart campus. And then over the years, the decision was made to close and sell off those campuses. So the district no longer owns those facilities. They've sold those facilities off to various organizations.
Have there been any kind of like projects or new initiatives at Duane Hart in recent years?
Yeah, the couple things that when I first took over as superintendent, one of my priorities was to improve support for students. And so we started right off with bringing on a full-time educational psychologist, school psychologist, to provide that support to students and expanding our academic intervention program. So the staff was on board with that. The Board of Trustees was on board as well. So we were able to do that right off the bat. And then just recently, last year, at Duane Hart, we started our career technical education lab. And so we have a devoted classroom where our 7th and 8th graders 2 to 3 times a week have an opportunity to go in and get hands-on experience in a number of career areas, ranging from small engine repair, welding, video production, all the way down to home maintenance fundamentals, welding. I mean, we have 13 different stations in there, robotics and drones. We're adding another one this year. It'll be criminalistics, where they get to learn some of the forensic sciences. So really exciting program. It hasn't been without its ups and downs as we've implemented it last year, but very appreciative to the staff that helped run that program and their commitment to it and working through some of those challenges as we implement this program. So really excited for the second year of that and seeing it grow and getting to sample the kids when the kids get to cook something in their culinary module. I get an opportunity to sample those things cautiously sometimes.
Is that kind of rare to have the CTE at the middle school level? We hear a lot about it at the high school level.
Yeah, I think we're the only elementary school that has that kind of a dedicated lab. And that was the Board of Trustees shared that vision to provide that opportunity for our students. And the staff also shared in that. So, yeah, I think it is the only one. We have had some other districts come by to take a look at it and see, how we did that and how we structured it and just kind of learn a little bit. But we did model it also after. So the centers that we have should feed into what the high school offers. In our case, Somerville High offers a number of CTE programs. And so our program should feed students into that. And then Sonora High has a number of programs as well. But really exciting program to utilize that has a lot of hands-on opportunity. So happy to, I would look forward to, you know, working with other school districts to provide those opportunities in their districts as well.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Gabe Wingo on this weekend's Motherlode Views. He is the principal and superintendent of the Twain Hart School District. He's also going to be stepping into the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools role this coming January. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Gabe Wingo on this weekend show. He is the principal and superintendent of the Twain Hart School District. He is also preparing to step in as the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools at the first of the year. And Superintendent Wingo, next thing I want to ask you about is just kind of looking ahead to that new position. What would you say are kind of your goals and priorities?
Yeah, you know, so right now, I'm obviously not in the role, but I'm trying to familiarize myself with kind of the inner workings of the County Office of Education down there, meeting with some of the employees down in that area and just trying to gain a little insight into everything, because there's a lot that they do down there that a lot of people don't know about. And so I'm trying to make sure I'm familiar so when I do walk in there in January, I have some context and I'm prepared. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now. And as far as priorities, when I come in, you know, I know special education is going to be something that's really high on the priority list. And, you know, the County Office of Education provides a lot of special education classrooms and programs for students in all the county or all the districts in our county. So really looking to make sure that we're providing that service to the districts and it's effective and it's what our students need. And then also, you know, looking at the, you know, there's been a lot of momentum in our county with the career technical education. And I want to make sure we maintain that and continue that, while also looking to improve our academic performance and working with the district to come up with some programs that can affect the academic performance of our students. So they're ready for their college or career of their choice, whatever path they choose. So definitely looking at improving those student outcomes is going to be a priority. And then, you know, working with the schools to find out and, you know, what the educators at each site, you know, what are some professional development opportunities, support needs at those sites, making sure that we give our teachers the tools they need for our students to be successful.
You know, talking about special education, you think there could be some changes in that area for sure?
Yeah, there definitely will be some changes just, you know, based on the current structure of those programs right now. And there's going to be some potential location changes that are coming down the pipe because we have to work within the campuses. So we have to offer those programs on a school campus site. And so we have to find a school campus that is willing and able to provide that space necessary. So yeah, there's definitely going to be some work to do there. And I'm looking forward to, you know, and it's not, I'm not, I don't have all the answers. I'm always relied on, you know, other people to come in and help come up with some ideas. And then we make that, those decisions collectively. In the case of special education, there's the SELPA board, which consists of every superintendent of the districts here. And so so we make those decisions collectively to make sure we're serving the students of our county.
Has it been challenging balancing both roles, you know, running a school and also looking ahead to the next position?
You know, at times it is, but, you know, it's I'm not doing anything necessarily in the new role other than just learning. And so it's been really fun in that regard, just to kind of learn more about the County Office of Education and how it works. And so, but, you know, again, I've got a great team up at Twain Hart that, you know, that really, really knows how to kind of move forward and get things ready for the school year. You know, I've been there for 9 years, so it's much the same every year as we prepare for the school year. And so, but yeah, I'm sure as I get closer to January, there's going to be, it's going to be a little more complicated and busier.
You mentioned the CTE. What other ways do you think that you can get people and young students just ready for the workforce? And you mentioned improving academic excellence as well.
Yeah, you know, I think we got to work with our business community too, because we need to find out what are the opportunities, what are the needs that they're seeing here in our county, so we can prepare our students for the workforce. And, you know, or if they're going to go to college, go to college. So working with our businesses, working with Columbia College, where they also provide some of those opportunities for students to become, you know, gain certifications to enter the workforce. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of collaboration that is required. And I know, you know, the Sonora Area Foundation is very involved in that, which is a really good opportunity to kind of maintain those relationships as we move forward.
We hear about nationwide teacher shortage issues. Have you noticed that at Twain Hart? And just what are you hearing countywide as well?
Yeah, I think there's still and it's not just teachers. It's you know, workers across the spectrum in education, bus drivers, classified personnel, administrators, and teachers as well. But yes, there still is a shortage of teachers, especially in the special education. I think we see fewer teachers wanting to go into that specific area. So definitely we need to, you know, continue to work to kind of grow our own in that regard. And you know, there is a current program through the County Office of Education that is the residency program. And we've been very fortunate at Twain Hart. Last year we had three residents in that program that worked with our teachers. We hired two of them to take permanent positions with us. And then this year we're going to be hosting two more residents. So I think that's really a good step. And so making sure we can maintain that residency program, because I think that grant runs out either after this year or the following, is going to be important. But then also just making sure we're growing students. I look to the high school. You know, I've had some conversations with Somerville High about maybe restarting the kind of the teacher assistant program, where some high school seniors get to go out to the elementary schools and work with teachers in the classroom and kind of get some exposure to education and what exactly it is. And that I remember doing that when I was in high school, and I think it's a great opportunity to kind of grow our own here in our county.
Some people in Tuolumne County may not understand what exactly the superintendent of schools does. We have the various different school districts who have their different roles. So somebody who was going to ask you about, you know, stepping into this new position, what exactly it is you do, how would you describe the role?
Yeah, the superintendent of schools really serves there's statutory functions that they have to perform, which really looks at the budgets of each school district and approves those budgets. You know, for a 3-year time period, they just have to show that they're going to meet their financial obligations. So that's the essential duty. But then also in our county, you know, I think the big thing is the County Office of Education serves to support the schools in our county so that they can support the students in our county. And so so that's really what we're looking to do, and making sure that the programs that we have in place at the County Office of Education are programs that are going to are what our districts need, and they're going to use them, and they're going to be effective to help students be more successful.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Gabe Wingo on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We've been talking about the Twain Hart School District, where he is currently the principal and superintendent, also looking ahead to his new role as Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools and some of the priorities he has set forth. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.